You can take your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 1, if you would. As we continue to look at the birth of Jesus Christ, I'm going to take a minute and read the record in Luke chapter 1. We're not going to read the entire chapter, but Luke 1 has great revelation with regards to our subject. Now, on the board, I drew, sketched, placed a calendar. And I'll be going through that, and I'll be referring to it throughout the teaching. And it will make sense to you, I promise, by the time I get done. In Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 5, we read, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was a daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." Luke chapter 1 contains the record of Zechariah and Elizabeth, and Zechariah and Elizabeth were the parents of a child in their old age, and that child his name was called John, and he was the one who would be called John the Baptist. It says in verse 6 that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. They had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. In verse 5, we read Zechariah of the course of Abiah. And once again, in verse 8, we read, "And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course," The course of a priest was given to David by revelation. In 1 Chronicles chapter 23, beginning in verse 6, following through to 1 Chronicles chapter 24, ending in verse 19, David orders the priesthood, and he sets them in courses. Now, each group of priests were from a certain family lineage. They came from a family group. And that family lineage constituted one course, or what's also known as one service. So the course that David set up, he chose from the families that were able to serve as priest, and the original amount of priests that God instructed David to set up turned out to be 24 courses, 24 families. Now, out of those 24 families, their responsibility was to perform a service in the temple two times a year. And each time they went for 1 week. Okay? So they would go for a week once a year, and then the next time during that year, they would go for another week to perform their functions in the temple. Now, three times a year, during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, all 24 courses would come together and they would minister in the temple. So in addition to their two-week stint a year during those high days, those days that were called holy convocation, so to speak, those special events, those feasts, all the priests, all 24 courses would come together. All of them would come together. Now, originally, the course of Abijah came from those family members that were descended from Abijah. In Luke chapter 1, verse 5, it says Zechariah was a course of Abijah. The word Abijah and the word Abijah are the same. It is Abijah in the Old Testament in the Hebrew. It is Abijah in the New Testament in the Greek. Who's got a phone on? Somebody. How you doing? Is that what it is? Making noise.
Oh,
no. Okay, well, maybe it was in the back. Anyway, it was Abijah in the Old Testament. It was Abijah in the New Testament. So it's the same. If I say Abijah, I say Abijah. It's the same family. But originally, when David set up the 24 courses in the Old Testament, those who were of the course of Abijah were actually related to that family. They were descendants from the family of Abijah, and they could be tracked through the Word of God. By the time you got to the New Testament and the time of Jesus Christ and the birth of Jesus Christ, only four of the original 24 courses were intact, okay? Because after their families returned from the Babylonian captivity to Jerusalem, there were only four families that came back of those 24. Let's go to Ezra chapter 2. I'll show you this here in the Word. Esther, Ezra, Nehemiah. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Ezra chapter 2. And in Ezra chapter 2, you can read, it talks about the people who come back. But when you get down to verse 36 of Ezra 2, it says what? The priest. Now, the priests were the ones who were functioning in the service of the temple. The children of Jedidiah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer. So you had the children of Jedidiah, the family of Jedidiah. You with me? 37. The children of Immer, the family of Immer. Then it lists how many were there. The children of Pashur. See it? That's a third family. Verse 39. The children of Harem. Then it goes on to the Levites. And then it says the children such and such and such and such and such and such. So there were four priestly families that were able to function in this ministry returning from the Babylonian captivity. Originally, there were what? 24 that David set up by revelation. Now, what happened was these four families and the number that comprised that amount, and you can see that there were 973 and 1,000 and 200. There were a lot of these guys in the families, had big families, right? After the return to Jerusalem from the Babylonian captivity, the four remaining families once again split up into 24 courses, into 24 groups, okay? And when they split up into 24 groups, they took the original names of the 24 families that were given by revelation by King David at the time he originally set up the 24 families, the 24 courses of priests. You understand? All right, so they took upon them the name. They split the four into 24 groups, and this group took this name, this group took that name, this group took... Well, what does that mean? That means that the people necessarily from the course of Abijah or Abiah in the New Testament, where we read that Zechariah was from, doesn't necessarily mean that he was a descendant from who? Abijah. Because that was just the name given to his course in which he was functioning in. You with me so far? All right. Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 24. 1 Chronicles 24. And in 1 Chronicles 24, there's a very interesting piece of information, because 1 Chronicles 24, verse 10, lists the number of the courses. And in 1 Chronicles 24, 10, it says the seventh was Hazok, and the eighth to who? Abijah. So the eighth course was the course of Abijah. Okay, you with me? Zechariah was of the course of what? Abijah. Now the 24 courses that were reinstituted after the return from the Babylonian captivity, when they came back to Jerusalem, of those 24 courses that were reinstituted, the courses were ordered as follows. The first course would begin its term of service on the weekly Sabbath before the first of Nisan. The first of Nisan. The month of Nisan was the first month in the Hebrew calendar in the book of Exodus. Okay? Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Who's there? I am. I'll read it to you. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, verse 2, shall be unto you the beginning of the months. This month shall be unto you the beginning of the month. Now look at chapter 13. You know, that month, here we go. Exodus 12, beginning of the months. 10th day, choose a lamb. Keep it up until what? 14th. Kill it between the evenings. Eat it, and when it's eaten, actually, on the what? 15th, because the time changed at what? Around 6 o'clock at night. Angel of death came through. All that other stuff went by. They went out through the Red Sea. He took them out. Got Israel away, right? Now, when you get to Exodus 13, and you read in verse 4, this day came you out in the month of what? Abib. So according to Exodus 12:2 and Exodus 13:4, the first month of the year is Abib. But when you get to Esther chapter 3 in verse 7, you will see that the first month of Abib gets renamed to the month of what? Nisan. Now, this is the first month of the year, okay? See it on the board. The first month of the year would correspond to our first month of the year. Our first month of the year is what? You guys are brilliant. All right. So, the 24 courses, back to the 24 courses that were ordered as follows. The first course would begin its term of service on the weekly Sabbath before the first of Nisan. That's when they would start. However, Nisan did not correspond with our January in time, month to month, season-wise. Nisan corresponds to our January as far as it is the first month of the year. Nisan corresponds to our April-May, right? With regards to what time of the season, what time of the year it occurs. So Nisan would start somewhere in our April-May area. It was the first month of the year. We place our first month of the year here in the winter, but Nisan was kind of towards the spring. Okay? Now, we read in 1 Chronicles 24:10 that the eighth course that was to serve in the temple was the course of Abijah, right? We also saw in Luke chapter 1, verse 5, and then repeated again, I think, in verse 8, that Zechariah was of the course of what? Abijah. It was the eighth course. So it would be the eighth course to serve. Now, every time that they served, a course served, a family group served, they served for a period of what? 1 week. 1 week at a time. Then they came back and they did a what? Another week during the year. Then they came together, all of the priests, and they were there for the three feasts. You got it? But when they served, they would serve for 1 week. Then another course would come in. Then another course would come in. Then another course would come in. And to go all the way to 24, and after 24, what comes? One, not 25. It's your turn again. And then you begin another week service. Okay? Chronicles told us that Zechariah was of the course of Abijah. Abijah fell in the eighth course. Okay? Eighth course. One, two, three, four. That's what he did. Now, according to Parker and Dabelstein, who wrote a book called Babylonian Chronology, by calculating from chronological tables, you will see that on the 4 BC, that the course of Abijah ministered from May 19th to May 25th. That was the eighth course. That was the course of Abijah. During the year, what? 4 BC. And you could track it back. Now, go back to Luke chapter 1 with those brief introductory remarks. You think it's funny, you try and put it in your head and teach it. I need some wine. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Zechariah was a course of who? Abijah. Was he a descendant of Abijah? No, because of the return, and they just took that name. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless. They had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his what? What was the order of his course? It was the eighth order. And it was of his course, right? He was in the eighth order. According to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Now, this is new information. Because just because you went to the temple in the order of your course didn't necessarily mean that you got to burn incense. You see, to be able to be chosen, to be able to be pulled by lot to have the privilege and honor to go into the holies, and burn incense, which the smoke of the incense would go up to God, representing the prayers of the people. And if done successfully, God would answer the prayers of the people. That's why the people would be waiting outside, and he'd come out and say, all was well. He came out and said, not good. You head for the hills. God bless you, my brother. But you could live a lifetime as a priest and never get chosen to burn incense. It wasn't promised to every priest. Do you understand? So this, he was not only there in the order of his course, he was there and he had this privilege to burn incense before the Lord. That's how significant this time of Zechariah's life is. And can you imagine how blessed he was? Because he wasn't no spring chicken. He might have went through all these years as a young priest saying, oh, maybe, and then you get to be an older priest, and you say, it ain't going to happen. And then you get to be a really older priest, and you say, I can't wait till this is done. But he got blessed. He got blessed, and he got this great privilege to be able to do that. And the whole multitude, verse 10, of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of what? Incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, no worry, Zach, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name what?
John.
Isn't that something? To be able to have... Now, you got to understand that when you're in the temple area and you're here in this room burning incense, the only light that they had was the menorah, was the candles. That's it. And it's not real bright. It's not like in here. It's very dim. You understand? And it's bad enough to see an angel like manifest itself right now. But he was in like a dark room. And all of a sudden he was doing what he was doing, and all of a sudden, oof, the angel pops up. I guess it did scare him, right? He got a little bit shaken. And then the angel tells him, you're going to have a kid, and his name's going to be John. And thou shalt have great joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Verse 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. The only person in the Word of God that I know has that privilege to be filled inside of his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee glad tidings. Isn't that something? It says, now the angel, he announces who he is. He said, I'm Gabriel. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things are performed, because thou hast not believed my words, which shall be fulfilled in their, what? Season. And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. Now, it came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. How many days did his ministration take to accomplish?
1 week.
That's right. That was the course that he served. Sometime during that course, he had an extra special privilege of to what? burn incense in the temple. And after that week was over, and we know from chronological tables that week, the eighth course, the course of Abijah, 4 BC, was May 19th to the 25th. At the end of the 25th, the Bible says he went where? Went home. He went home. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me and take away my reproach among men. So, Zechariah is working here, which is corresponding to our May, June, because it's towards the end. Okay? Now he goes home. When he gets home, she gets pregnant. Did she get pregnant that day? Did she get pregnant that week? I do not know. The Bible does not say, but she gets pregnant. But he leaves at the end of May, he gets home, and by the time somewhere in June, it says his wife, she conceived sometime in June, and she hides herself 5 months. Okay? Now, June to July would be what? 1 month. To August would be what? September. October. November. December. Okay, so approximately she's at her 6th month in December. Okay? Now watch this. Five months hid herself. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me, verse 25, in the days wherein he looked upon me, take away my reproach. Verse 26. And in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth. In the 6th month of what? In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, an angel is sent from God. And he's sent to the city of Galilee, and he's sent to a town called Narstown. No, it's Nazareth. And he's sent to Nazareth, and where's he go? To a virgin, espoused to a man whose name is Joseph, the house of David. And the virgin's name was, Mary. This is the 6th month of whose pregnancy? Elizabeth's pregnancy. And the angel came unto her, and he said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? I'm still a virgin, not even married yet. I'm espoused, I'm promised, but I'm not married yet. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her who is called what?
Barren.
For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from what? And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country and made haste into a city of Judah. And she entered into Zacharias and saluted the house of Zacharias and then saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy what? Spirit. Okay, so what do we got so far? We got Zechariah, who was of the course of Abijah, which happened to be the 8th course, which happened to be serving, according to the chronological tables that can be checked, from May 19th to May 25th in the year 4 BC. Also during that course, order of his service, it was a one-week service. He also had the added extra privilege and blessing of burning incense to the Lord. He goes into the temple, he burns the incense. When he's in the temple, lo and behold, an angel shows up on the right side of the altar of incense. The angel says, "Fear not, you're going to have a kid, everything's fine, prayers are answered." Zechariah says, "I'm old guy, I can't have a kid, my wife's old, she can't have a kid." He says, "Oh, you're going to have a kid." It was a Jewish angel. Aye, that's what he said. Aye, you're going to have a kid. Boy. Such a kid. Okay. So you're going to have a kid. He said, "And how am I going to know I'm going to have a kid?" He said, "I'm going to tell you how you're going to know you're going to have a kid. You're not going to talk no more." He says, "Until you have this kid, and when you have him, you name him John." So it says, after he accomplished his ministration, his ministry, which would have been 1 week long, he goes where? Takes his wife and goes home. So he goes home, and somewhere around here, she conceives. She goes and hides herself for 5 months. The 6th month of her being pregnant would be somewhere around December somewhere, okay? Now, during the 6th month of her pregnancy, the angel Gabriel, on the sofa, hangs, taking the snooze. God says, "Wake up, boy, I got a job for you." He said, "Remember I sent you to see Zechariah?" He said, "Now I want you to go to Nazareth." "Where?" "Get the GPS, I'll show you how to get there. Go find this girl named Mary, tell her what's going to happen, she's going to have the Christ." "Okay, boss." So he goes, finds Mary, gives her the good news. Mary says, "Well, yeah, being unto me, who am I to argue with God?" And then she goes and she visits Elizabeth, right? But that happened during the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. So, somewhere in here, Mary believed the word of God. And it was pretty likely at that time she conceived when she believed the word of God. Now, when you get to here, this would be the 1st month. Okay? For Mary, approximately, January. February's what? 2. March is what? April? May? 6, 7, 8. Where does the 9th month come in?
September.
Somewhere in September. See it? That's one of the ways. I know you know all these other ways, and you've been taught all these other ways, and the stars, and we'll get into that, I promise. But this is also one of the ways, from just the scriptures, understanding the time of conception, where Elizabeth was with her pregnancy, where Mary comes in, understanding the 8th course, checking the chronological tables, and understanding what Zechariah's course was and when he served, that you can also come up with a September birth for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ain't that simple?
Sheesh.
So it's interesting. And if you want to go to page 133 on Jesus Christ, our promised seed. That's it. I just abbreviated it. And I also have to confess that I had my wife rewrite some of this because it looked like a chicken stepped in a pad of ink and walked across the whiteboard. It's me, O Lord. But if you want to read up further on what I just shared with you tonight, you can read that, and that's where you can get some more information on that. But that's pretty interesting. And again, one of the ways you can show from the scriptures a September birth for the Lord Jesus Christ. December actually was probably around when he was conceived. So I can understand how they got some December thing in there, but it's more works out that way. So, Father, thanks for your word. We thank you for how exciting it is, and that you put the details of your word there for a reason. And we just have to take the time to search them out, Father, so we can understand them. And we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. And we thank you for all that you went through to make him possible to us. We love you, God. We love our Lord Jesus Christ. And we love the brethren, Father. And we thank you for all that you do. In his wonderful, wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.